Blog Talk Radio.
Luke,
chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know, I believe that. I believe the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, we left off on, I got a couple of memos in that came in on a certain thing we said, and I think I do a little bit of that for a minute there, Sister G. Israel. I think I take a look at that end time prophecy of 1:17 through 19 and fold 1 down to verse 3 of Revelation. Take a look at some of that end time prophecy for a minute. What it says in Revelation 1:17 through 19. Top part of the Sabbath day, this day the Almighty has made for me and you. But he made a profound statement. Well, now I got to hold that up too. Now that got to be held up. So we'll get back with that. We'll open up in the 31st chapter, verse 12 through 18. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but I tell you what, why don't you hold that up? And this is the top part of the Sabbath day. How about doing some 31, verse 12 through 18, book called Exodus. Exodus 31, 12 through 18, we'll start right there. G. Israel, Exodus 31. Read on verse 18. Come on.
Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 18. Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 13. Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 14. 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh the Son made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So the Almighty sign, he put his sign on that Sabbath day. So on the Sabbath day, he got a sign on it. And in the 14, verse 9, let's read a little end time prophecy on 14 verse 9. Let's see what we got according to end time prophecy. I forgot about that 1:17 through 19 and 4:1. But what he says in the 14th chapter verse 9 pertains to that. Revelation end time prophecy 14 verse 9. Let's read a little bit of that, Sister G. Israel.
Revelation chapter 14 verse 9. And the third ministering spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand.
Then what going to happen? Then what going to happen? If you get the beast mark, and if it's on you, what you got coming? Read a little bit more. Stay on down to verse 13.
Verse 13. verses 10 through 13. The same Sheol drinks the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous ministering spirits and in the presence of the Lamb. 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. 12. Here is the patience of the saints, the congregation of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the faith, belief in the covenant of Yahweh the Son. 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Right blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 13 again, Sister G. Israel. Read verse 13 again.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
So you're blessed. Back up on this precept that a little bit. Let's look at 3 verse 8. Let's look at 2 verse 11 on that right there. Make it 2:10 and 2:11. I need the precept there. I need a little bit more of that, so G is real. How about Revelation 2:10 and 11 behind that? So you're blessed if you die doing the right thing, and thus says Yahweh. What it says in 2:10 and 11?
Revelation chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But you faithful unto death, and I be you faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. 11. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the 12 tribes of Israel, the congregation. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Mm-hmm. That's big talk right there. So let's precept that to Matthew 12:31 and 32. So he said, so saith the Spirit. So the Spirit is telling you exactly what you got coming when you go all out for some blessed Yahweh. He said you're blessed if you die trying to take care of some Yahweh's business and you die, you more than all right. If you in the destination of taking care of Yahweh's business, and if you die, you're going to be all right. That's big talk. Now, what we say just go to again? What we say was precept that too?
Matthew chapter 12.
Yeah, 31 and 32.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 through 32, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the right spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
That bitch out. So another spirit is the one telling you that you are blessed when you die, or you taken care of and your words don't follow you. That's the mental spirit saying. So if you pay that no never mind, he said that means you blaspheme against that righteous spirit. And if you blaspheme against the righteous spirit, I don't care. Whatever you're saying, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. Now, we might get a little bit more out of there and go to 36 and 37 then. You might beat a little bit more then. We might beat a little bit more because that's just the way the lesson's going in the top part of Saturday. So one thing about it, see, Roy, this man got rules and regulations. So you can take it any way you want to. Take it lightly. Say, well, I got a problem. Who sits to my left? Who sits to my right? Okay, you have that problem. But I tell you one thing. If you ain't keeping Yahweh's Torah instruction the way he got it written, you read your end. Verse
36,
verse 37, bring it.
Verses 36 through 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. 37, for by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
That's plain. Is that plain? A B. Is that plain? That's plain. That's one of James chapter 1 verse 2. So he mentioned plain. We'll read to get our point. We find it James chapter 1, particular verse 2, and let's see what he's saying. He's making now. James is Yahweh the Son's brother. So he just made it plain. So by your words you're gonna be justified, and by your words you're gonna be condemned. If you know you got a call on you and Yahweh will tell you this is the way, and you chose to not go the way Yahweh said, and you bring in man or woman into the equation, and you ignore Yahweh's word, then you just read your end. So let's see what James says in 1 verse 2. Let's read down to verse 8. James chapter 1 verse 2. Take it down to verse 8. Look at G. Israel, top 5 of Saturday.
James chapter 1 verses 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, your belief in the covenant, worketh patience. 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahweh, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. 6. But let him ask in faith, in belief of the covenant, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Yahweh. 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
So if you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. That means you're waiting on somebody to tell you what to do on the Sabbath day. That makes you double-minded. I care less. I'm looking at Yahweh's word, and Yahweh, is you going to keep the Sabbath day at one of the six anointed camps? I don't think I'm going. I don't think I'm going either. Keep that double mind on you. If your time run out, and one thing about it, Yahweh can judge you on your mouth. One thing about it, he said keep his Sabbath day, and we got six locations open. You get into one, and you have big ears and little mouth, and Yahweh will take you from there. So one day you'll stand before this man. What it says in James chapter 4, 4 through 8. James chapter 4, 4 through 8. He was somewhere, he was in the same room of his big brother, Yahweh the son. So he heard a lot of good stuff now. And so he heard this, so he was able to write it down in James chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what he said, that's what the G is, right? What did he say?
James chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh. 5. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth envy? 6. He giveth more grace, mercy. Wherefore, he says, Yahweh resisteth the proud, but giveth grace, mercy unto the humble. 7. Submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 8. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your minds, you double-minded.
So you can't be double-minded when it comes down to Yahweh's business. You have to be what's called right on. When Yahweh's business, well, you know, I don't like him to my left. I don't like him to my right. Listen, what you got to do with Yahweh? Yahweh is telling you his orders, and you don't apply his orders. He told you plainly that everybody's going to have a 14:22 of Acts. He's just to tell you something. Do you think that what he's speaking in vain, he said everybody's going to have an Acts 14:22, A, B, or Phoebe, Sister G, Israel. What it say in 14:22? That's Spirit of Yahweh. I say, okay, Spirit, you sound pretty good. But why don't you throw 14:22 in there? What did it say now, Sister G. Israel?
Acts, chapter verse 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples, followers, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, to believe in the covenant, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahweh.
How much tribulation we
got to
go through to get to this kingdom?
Much tribulation.
Let me tell you something. You think you, I want a cakewalk. No, you ain't got no cakewalk. You got to go through how much tribulation, A, B, or B is?
Much tribulation.
Let's go to James 5, 7 through 12. So you don't have to go through something to get something. And what you get is eternal life, or you going to get eternal fire. That's up to you what you're going to get. Our job is to let you know what's in front of you. Either or. Either everlasting kingdom by doing to man's will, or you'll get everlasting fire. James chapter 5, 7 down to verse 12. Sister G. Israel, come on.
James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts, minds. You have nourished your minds as in a day of slaughter. 6. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. 7. But be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of Yahweh the Son. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruits of the earth and has long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. 8. Be you also patient. Establish your minds, for the coming of Yahweh the Son draweth near. 9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. 10. Take, my brethren, the seers, who have spoken in the name of Yahweh the Son, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of Yahweh the Son, that Yahweh the Son is very pitiful and of tender mercy. 12. But But above all, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, lest you fall into condemnation.
Mm-hmm. So yes, your yea be yea, your nay be nay. So he's telling you, listen, see right here. You have to make a stand, and the best way you make a stand is following your mighty one, and your mighty one in Luke chapter 4. Let's take a look at your mighty one. So, okay, well, how do I make a stand? Well, all you got to do is follow your mighty one. Whatever your mighty one did do the same thing. I bet you one thing. I bet you get where you want to get to. Let's see what the mighty one did. Look at the mighty one. Let's run to Luke chapter 4. Now make that Matthew chapter 4 there, Sister G. Israel. We go and look at the fourth chapter. We're going to see what the mighty one did. And what was he going anyway? 16 down to verse 19 and 22. Let's see what he said. He was heading somewhere in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 down to verse 19 and 22. Let's talk about it. Sister G. Israel, let's talk about it. Come on.
Matthew chapter 4, verses 16 through 19 and 22. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. 17. For from that time Yahuwah the Son began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 18. And Yahuwah the Son, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. 22. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him.
Mm-hmm. So Yahuwah said, follow him. So that's what he said. So now he said, follow him. Let's see where was he going in the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10. Let's see where was he going in the 13th chapter, verse 8 down to verse 10. He said, follow him. Where was he going there, Sister G. Israel? In the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10, he said, follow me. Where is he going? Come on.
Matthew.
Luke chapter 8 down to 10. We're going. He said, follow him. Let's follow him a little bit. He said, he's going to make you fishers of men. If you follow me, where is he going? Luke 13. 8 through 10,
where's he going? Luke chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. And he answering said unto him, Yahuwah, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dug in. 9. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that you shall cut it down. 10. And he was teaching in one of the temples on the Sabbath.
Oh, so you told that cat dog on the Sabbath day. Well, what was he at?
One of the temples on the Sabbath.
Oh, yeah. So you tell them all that. He said, look here. So we can get off into that every day. He said, look, let that thing alone. No. He said, look here, if you ain't going to bear no fruit, look here. He said, look here, I'm going to cut this thing down. So he talking really, that's spirit, that's double meaning. He talking about southern and northern kingdom, but that's another lesson. But read verse 10 again. What was he doing all this great big talking? And what day was he doing it on?
And he was teaching in one of the temples on the Sabbath.
He was teaching? So Yahuwah the Son made sure he got to a temple on the Sabbath day. So now we're saying, so now we cleared in 73:17 then what David what David's saying now. So we clear that David may have found saving in 73 verse 17 after the Israel. What do you say in 73 verse 17?
Psalm chapters. Psalm chapter 73, verse
17. Yeah, make it
17.
Yeah,
17. Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
Oh, so the only way you're going to understand the end of a matter, you got to do what? What you got to do to understand the end of a matter according to David?
With, I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh.
So that's how you understand. You cannot understand this thing by poking at it. That's why you be behind until you get hands-on at the temple of Yahweh in one of the six locations. You got to be hands-on to get to understand it. So that is the key, see, right here. We don't see the best of them. When you don't make the six anointed camps inside, then you always going to be behind. You can't figure out what happened. I think I can just look right back on the internet and I can get it. No, you cannot get it. You get just enough to get trapped up by anybody that's inside of the temple. Get trapped up every time. Psalm 122, verse 1 and 4. What does it say? Psalms 122, verse 1 and 4. You got to get hands on. You got to follow what Yahweh did. If you do that, he'll put the blessing on you. He'll obtain that brain to understand what he's doing. That's why he led by example. 122, verse 1 and verse 4. What did it say there, Sister G. Israel?
Psalm chapter 122, verses 1 and 4. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahweh. For whether the tribes go up, the tribes of Yahweh, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of Yahweh.
So the Sabbath day, according to David, is for the who? The tribes of Israel. So what the world keeps the night of Christian doing, it's no concern. The Sabbath day is for the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, the world don't do it. Well, you know, I got to do Labor Day. You do what you got to do. But the 12 tribes of Israel are supposed to be at the temple on the Sabbath day. You know what we're reading? So, it's saying for the 12 tribes. So if you a member of the 12 tribes, you supposed to have a standing and you automatically, it kicks in. Say, I know what I got to do. I'm a member of the 12 tribes. I got to get to one of them six locations and get in where I fit in at. Let's run the Psalm chapter 81. We'll get about two, three more in and we'll pass on to the lead teacher here. I think he sounds like he's getting ready to go over there. Psalm chapter 81, 8 down to verse 16. Let me show you what Yahweh do. When you got your Yahweh right, let me show you what he got written in Psalm 81, verse 8 through 16, after the G. Israel, let's see what's going on when you got your mighty one right. Psalm 81, 8 through 16. Listen good.
Psalm chapter 81, verses 8 through 16. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto you, O Israel, if you will hearken unto me. 9. There shall no strange false Yahweh be in you, neither shall you worship any strange false Yahweh. 10. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, polluted for Mizra. Upon your mouth, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. 11. But my people would not hearken to me, to my voice, and Israel would none of me. 12. So I gave them up unto their own minds lust, and they walked in their own counsels. 13, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. 14, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. 15, the haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. 16, he should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with the honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied you.
The man said, all y'all had to do was listen to me, then I would have made moves on your enemy. But y'all won't listen to me, and how you listen to me, you listen to me, that's how you listen to him. He said, well, how do we listen to you, Yahweh? You got to read in Acts 13 how you listen to him. He said, hey, Yahweh, now how are we going to listen to you? Because you already told us what's written over there in the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. So how can we listen to you? Well, let's see what the Bible say how you listen to him. Let's go to Acts 13. Let's see how you listen to Yahweh. We're going to Acts 13:27. Matter of fact, pick up verse 26 and 27. Let's see, how do you listen to Yahweh? I want to listen to me from Yahweh. Okay, let's see what the Bible say how you can listen to you from Yahweh. 13:26 and 27 in the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 13. Verses 26 through 27. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. 27. For they that dwell at Yahweh Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have filled them in condemning him. Fulfilled them in condemning him.
So, how do you hear the voice of Yahweh? How do you just say you hear the voice of Yahweh again in verse 26? Take your time, that's with Israel. He just said something there. Okay, he said, you want to hear Yahweh's voice, right? He said, okay, let me show you how you hear Yahweh's voice. Let's read that verse 27. Let's see exactly how we hear Yahweh's voice. And 13, verse 27.
For they that dwell at Yahweh Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
Yahweh. So now you know how to hear the voice of Yahweh by hearing the seer's voice every Sabbath day and one that's been anointed to take care of his business. That's how you hear Yahweh's voice every Sabbath day. By the ones that have been anointed and from the seer, and that's how you hear the voice of Yahweh every Sabbath day.
Yes.
So now we see what Paul's doing in Acts chapter 18, make it chapter 18, 1 through 11. So now we can understand what Paul's doing here. So Paul understood this thing. He was raised from the womb to tell this thing. So if you don't hear the voice of Yahweh, you come to the Sabbath day in the sixth location, you hear the seer's voice and the one that's been anointed, you hear the voice of Yahweh speaking to you from the pages of the book. That's how he'll open the stand up for you to hear this thing as we speak. 18 chapter 1 through 11. What it say, G Israel? Acts 18, 1 through 11. Listen good.
Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. Acts chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. 2. And found a certain Yachdad Judah named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Yachdad Judah to depart from Rome, and came unto them. 3. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them, and wrought for by their occupation they were tent makers. 4. And he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath, and persuaded Yachdad Judah and the Greek-speaking northern kingdom, or Judah. 5. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to Yachdad Judah that Yahweh the Son was Yahweh the anointed Son. 6. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed,
Hold that point in five since we got to do a little precept, and that's what we heard a little stumbling in that verse 5. So I tell you what, let's do a little precept on it to make sure that was verse 4. Let's back up to the ninth chapter, and let's pick this up and come right back. We'll come back and put a little precept on that, and make sure that you on point. We'll precept that back to the 8th chapter of the book of the What I want. Yeah, the 9th chapter. Let's see if we precept that to the 9th chapter and see if we tie that in. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Let's work with it there, Sister G. Israel. 9, verse 15.
Acts chapter 9. Verse 15. But Yahweh the Son said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the northern kingdom Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Verse 16. And what will happen to him? Let's see, would it be a cakewalk?
16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
So if you gonna minister the word of Yahweh, is it gonna be a cakewalk, Sister G. Israel, according to verse 16?
How great things he must suffer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you gonna suffer by being a carrier of Yahweh's word. So you get to, you got to gear up for that. So in the 13th chapter of the same book, look what it says in the 13th chapter. So we're going to walk that down and get back to where we was at. And then we're going to close out in that verse. So we're going to walk that down and make sure we got the precepts in there in the 13th chapter. Let's take it to verse number 14. So here we go. 14. And take it on down to verse 16. Acts 13, 14 down to verse 16. This is G. Israel, come on.
Acts chapter 13, verses 14 through 16. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the temple on the Sabbath day and sat down. 15. And after the reading of the Torah instructions and the seers, the rulers of the temple sent unto them, saying, you men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. 16. Then Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand said, men of Israel, and you that fear Yahweh, give audience.
And what he says in 17 and 24. So this is how you clean up some things. What he said in 17 and 24?
17, verse 17 and 24. Yahweh, this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, polluted for misery, and with an high arm brought he them out of it. 24. When John had first preached, taught before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel.
To all the people of who?
Israel.
All the people there. I don't hear no boldness in this. I mean, we're reading it, what it's saying. But you got to bring this thing boldness. You know, all the people of Israel. Wait a minute. No, this book's talking a little bit louder than that. All right. So it's like a 13th chapter. So we're still in the 13th chapter. And now 13, now skip down to verse number 42. So we tighten all that up from that verse 4. Verse 42 down to verse 44.
42 through 44. And when the Yahdai Judah were gone out of the temple, the northern kingdom besought that these words might be preached, taught to them the next Sabbath. 43.
Mm-hmm. So that northern kingdom, Gentile, these are the ones that broke away, but now they're trying to get on back in. So they want the same thing done to them, not Sunday, not Monday, but the next Sabbath day.
Yeah.
They want the same thing. So this is the Bible. So you can't be like them. They got to be like you. Yeah. You can't say, well, I went to your thing this Sabbath day, go to my thing on Sunday. No, it don't work like that. You got to understand one thing. When you got the right spirit on you, your thing is the Sabbath day. And that is the ball game. So the northern kingdom, understood then and there, well, days they was worshiping, that was over. We want you to teach us the same thing you taught our southern kingdom the next Sabbath day. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Next Sabbath day. Verse 43 to 44. Listen to God.
43. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of Yahdai Judah and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the mercy of Yahweh. 44. And the next Sabbath day came also the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
So, that's why we keep telling the Six Anointed Camps, you got to treat this thing like those to come. Case in point, I told you the 14th chapter, you look at verse 24 and 25 of 1 Corinthians. See, let me tell you something. We on the clock on Blog Talk Radio and Pam Talk. We on both of them live. You got to treat that like, although this one got over 109,000 in the room. And Pair Talk is going to grow that way. So when we get Pair Talk, we got to be ready to go, because you never know who will drift down through the room, and they're going to be a 14, first of all, what I say, 24 and 25. Well, pick up the first, wait a minute, pick up a little bit earlier than that. So see, we got to step our learning up and take this more serious to save lives to come.
That's right.
Because Yahweh, when he going to require this thing to you when you got the calling on you and you chose not to be prepared to do Yahweh's business.
Yeah.
So now, in 1 Corinthians, see, we got to be clear that how we got to be prepared in Yahweh's business. Pick it up at verse 22. Let's get warm up in verse 22. I tell you what, pick up verse 21, and we'll get warm up all the way down to verse 25. Let's go to what we're hearing here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 21 down to verse 25. Listen good.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 21 through 25. In the Torah instruction, it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith Yahuwah. 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believeth not, but for them which believe. 23. If, therefore, the whole congregation be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. 25. And thus are the secrets of his mind made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship Yahuwah and report that Yahuwah is in you of a truth.
You see, that's why we have to be in the sixth anointing count, be in order. That's why we got to be in order. Because you never know who's going to drift in one of these rooms. You'll know which one will drift into one of these six anointed camps.
Yeah.
If he catches in here, everybody out of order, everybody got their mouth going and nothing in order, and no Bible is not popping no Bible.
Yeah,
and it's, oh, I can get that anyway. I got that old place I was in anyway. But if you walk in and catch you reading the Bible and explaining the Bible, you all in your dress code, everybody lined up in Yahuwah. He's going to say, that's of a truth. I want some of that with them. That same thing we keep saying about the networks. Although Pal Talk is a new thing we working with, we got to treat that thing like it's this thing and we honor him. Huh?
Yeah.
195 international countries. 109. 147 is flashing on the international side. Pal Talk is a beginner. But we got to treat that like the same thing. Because that's exactly how we got here to get there. So we got to go up this thing and mean business and watch what Yahuwah is going to do. He's going to give us the increase once we in order. So, we understand. Let's go back to this 11th chapter, and we'll wrap this up, Sister Jezreel. So now we've done all that to get back to be clear that the peoples Paul was going to was northern kingdom that was scattered in the brain. And they started hearing some good stuff. And they said, well, what we've been hearing ain't right. We better get on back and start peeping. That's why we got to be in order, because this is how it's going to happen. So we got to make sure we prepared and we in order. So Paul, the northern kingdom, he's checking them out, although they scattered in every direction. Matter of fact, before you read verse 4 again, 18 chapter, let me show you that this is what it's talking about. We just look into the future by reading verse number 10 to make sure, regardless, they're not in, they're in Rome. They're in all types of parts of the world.
Yeah.
But look what Yahuwah says in 18 verse 10. Look, G is right. What did he say in 18 verse 10?
Chapter 18, verse 10. Acts, chapter 18. Verse 10, for I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city.
Make that sound. You the man just said it. I got much people in these places.
Amen.
That's the man that's trying to tell you, listen, the children of Israel is in every nation. Ain't nobody brought you nowhere that your people are already there. He said, I got how many people over here? I can't hear nothing from nobody. Now, I don't know what's going on around here.
Much people.
He said, Paul, get up there and teach him. Because I got how many there? Must people damned. So you see, the children of Israel ain't went to no place that it was already Israelite already anyway. He said, Paul, get up in there and do some teaching, because I got much people in there, and you know the day you teach on is the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is the teaching day. All the rest of the day is a cakewalk. Well, I teach on Wednesday. Well, we want to teach on the Sabbath day, and Wednesday is a plus. But get the Sabbath day out the way. Come on back to verse 4. Sister G is ready. Verse 4 again.
Verse 4. And he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath and persuaded Gatha Judah and the Greeks, the northern kingdom.
The northern kingdom.
Right.
The scattered northern kingdom with the Greek mindset. The Greek mindset
right,
of the northern.
There's several ways to say it, because that's what I was looking at. I was like, the Greek speaking northern kingdom. There's several ways to get to the, you know, northern kingdom. I was just like, a lot of words.
Hallelujah. That's right.
So should I say the Greek speaking northern kingdom? Or, yeah.
All right.
And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to Judah that Yahweh the Son was Yahweh the Anointed Son.
Hold that part right there for a minute. Captain, look and see how many miles Macedonia is from Jerusalem. How many miles? Now, they came from Macedonia. From Yahdah Judah to Macedonia. How many miles from Macedonia, Captain Irvin? How many miles from Macedonia to Jerusalem? Let me show you something. How many miles? Keep reading. We'll get it once you get it together. Macedonia. How many miles Macedonia from Jerusalem? Verse 18, verse 6.
And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own head. I am clean. From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles, polluted for the northern kingdom. 7. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house, named Justus, one that worshipped Yahweh, whose household joined hard to the temple. 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the temple, believed on Yahweh with all his household, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized.
Mm-hmm. Corinthians.
9.
Yes, go ahead. Corinthians, northern kingdom. 9.
Then spake Yahweh to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not your peace. 10. For I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city.
Verse 11. Now, how long was he there? Verse 11.
And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of Yahweh among them.
So Deb prepared him to go and teach for 6 months away. See, we're going to be in that same position That's why we got to make sure we prepared, because we'll be going to east, north, west, south, wherever the Israelites at, and we might have to be there 6 months. That's why we tell those that got to get here, if any ministry support is this ministry, because we got a big job to do all over the known world, exactly as Paul was over there in Macedonia, Rome, all these places, Italy, all these places, 6 months teaching the word of Yahuwah, because Yahuwah said, I got much people there. So that's why we on rehearsal now to learn this word. Captain, how many miles is from Jerusalem to Macedonia? How many miles?
The total straight line distance between Jerusalem and Macedonia is 1,007.5 miles.
Over 1,000 miles. And we didn't worry about, I stay 6 miles away from here. 6 miles away from here. Look how many miles they came. They came here to worry over 1,000 miles. And we could have beat that down, and the unit came all out of Cush to hear the word of Yahuwah. So Yahuwah walked 70 miles. So when we about Yahuwah's business, we'll know it. Because when we make the effort to make sure we get into these 6 locations and get the word of Yahuwah, get prepared for the big job that we got to be trained for, to go over to the known world and teach this covenant, then the end going to be. And you're going to get your Matthew 25:21 and your James 5:20. You're going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You done the same step that Paul did. Paul came out of the southern kingdom, way over there in Italy, way over there in Macedonia, in every spot, teaching the word of Yahuwah. That's how we got to get, y'all.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be at the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah.
Excellent. That's Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Let's see if you bring the elder in, and the elder will tell you about this 195 International Conscious 109, 147 on the international side. Top part of the Sabbath day, all locations is open. Call for details. Call for details. Where are you located at? Call the international line, 224-600-5579. Get in where you've been in at. We're going to bring the elder. We're going to tell you all about the broadcast, and Yahuwah be with you all, and bring the elder in to tell you about exactly who bring you the broadcast. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Till, Yahuwah be with you there.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. Well, we see the memo that, you'll be a few minutes late, so right now, but now you're here, 195 international countries on the international side, 109, 147, top part of the Saturday is ready to go, so whatever you got to tell the 109, 147, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Searsville, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 109,147 listeners. And that's a lot of people that want to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, I can tell you, we do need Yahuwah's word, because there's a lot of people out there that have their own word. And I'll tell you, I've had my fill of it today, as I can imagine that many of you have had yours. This brings me to think why a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student also can be a good teacher. If he possibly learns from a good teacher, he'll be teaching himself one day. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we came to hear those things that most of us hear. And some listening, they never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this understanding possible. We come to see those things in the Bible through proper teaching, and some looking can never find, because the misinformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And I can tell you, we do have to have that righteous teaching these days very seriously. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there camouflage their evil or confused teaching and having overly loud bump the gums contests and using this for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons for the righteous. So to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and bad teachings, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible and first and foremost about Yahuwah's words, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And the top part of the Sabbath, as we might find, is today. You know, we keep those Sabbath days because we know that you have not. This is the information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites. Try Yahdah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your convenience is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we're in the top part of the Sabbath right now, which is Friday. Our temple class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhvh.com. After click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see a menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that we're doing this. Remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, life. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com, just to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com, also for biblical subject or related topics. Now, the numbers you can rightfully call with Yahuwah in mind, the first will be our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. It's an international number where you can call and leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, as previously mentioned, you're on Broad Talk and Pal Talk, broadcasting simultaneously at the same time. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the topics on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will either block or restrict misuse. Also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, as was said earlier, you will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahweh's words. And remember what it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we may embed these things in our memory and keep what Yahweh has said unto us. Keep your Bibles open. Take notes. We'll turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. I want to take some notes myself. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, wow, that's excellent. So we'll catch you on that Pal Talk room. And remember, anything we have said in this broadcast, you go over there and step to the microphone and voice your choice on anything that you don't understand. We and the elder will try to correct it. And if he runs any kind of type, that's all the way I'll step in. But most of the time, he can handle it himself, no doubt about it. All right, excellent, Elder. We'll catch you on Pal Talk shortly. So, coming back inside of Camp 1, so when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, "Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, see you right here."
"Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you right
here. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Until the close, come on.
All right, we are in another top party Yahweh 7 day, and I'm going to give that disclaimer. This is Yahweh I'm doing. All thing we can say is marvelous in our eyes.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's all the response we got to give. But you know, things start happening around town, and people are starting to inquire where the word of Yahweh really is at. Trying to find out that it's not where we traditionally thought it would be.
Hallelujah.
And it's not amongst those that you think hear the word. But Yahweh is faithful in all his house. So we are just getting a good report from the mothers. They saying things are starting to look up. We are getting a good report on that feel, and they down there with the book, and they are trying to open up a few eyes. So it is Yahweh doing in this marvelous eyes. So we're getting good reports from the mothers on their journey to the southern part of Babylon, as they say. So we're getting good reports from them, and maybe Wednesday, the three of us, we had a three-way, and we opened the book, and for about an hour or two, and they had a whole lot of questions. I guess somebody had been asking them questions, but they want to search the scriptures. They did that for a little while. So,
hallelujah, boy.
We get good reports from the mother, so check what I was doing in his marvelous and eyes.
Hallelujah, boy.
Once again, we are in the top part of Yahweh's 7 day. And each said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I will be right there in the middle of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get up to Luke. Right. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. Book of Luke, chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. We have been teaching you what we believe that.
Hallelujah.
That's why we ain't got to meet you on that fact that in that very same hour, the righteous minister's spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Can't just be sitting around waiting for the righteous men in the spirit to take care of his business. But he got a specific mission for the captain of Israel, Leroy. Righteous men in the spirit got a specific instruction about how to deal, especially with the book of St. John, chapter 14. But the captain of Israel, Leroy. St. John 14, let's keep it verse number 16, 17, and verse 26. Well, the righteous minister spirit got a certain criteria about how you're going to deal with this thing, right? That's St. John 14.
St. John chapter 14, verse 16, 17, and 26.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 14, verse 16.
Yes, sir.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
John 14, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seed him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you.
Verse 26. Mm-hmm.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father, Yahweh, will send in Yahweh the Son's name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
He said he will teach you all things. He will bring all things to your remembrance. What if you ain't got nothing for him to work with? What you gonna do then? You gotta have something to work with. So that's what we should be about. That's why the Son said that in that very same hour he would teach you what you ought to say. It's like that this righteous minister spirit has specific instructions to bring this thing back to your remembrance. That's not to the book, Sister K. Israel, see you, right? Not to the Second Timothy, right quick. Second Timothy, verse number 15. What we got to be about is we exempt from the matter. Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 15.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved.
Second Timothy 2, verse number 15. Second Timothy 2, verse number 15.
Second Timothy, verse 2, chapter 2.
Yes.
So thy not wise, a word.
Hallelujah.
A workman that needs not to be ashamed, they divided the word in two.
Amen.
Never know when somebody going to make a request a view, right? Let's see how a piece of this. Peter put his mother, D.F. Israel,
15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
Amen.
15.
So you gotta sanctify Yahweh in your mind. Know that point. Turn to the book of Hosea, the word Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Let's see how we sanctify Yahweh in our mind. According to the Hosea, verse number 8. Hey, big figure.
Very rich.
Hallelujah. Let's see, you just give them a whole lot of jibber jazz. Sister Katie, you come with a whole lot of jibber jazz. Let's see how you got to be, put this thing down at 1 Peter 4, verse number 11. Sister K. Israel of Leroy, how you got to bring it? Israel said you got to, he was very rich. So how you got to bring it? You come with a whole lot of jibber jazz.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of Yahweh.
So he said, if any man or woman go take care of Yahweh's business, you got to have a book in your hand, right?
Hallelujah.
You can't talk a good game. You got to be able to read this thing. Read a good game. Preach up a good game, right? Yeah. If any man or woman speak, let them speak as you want them to the Yahweh. Come on.
If any man minister.
Let any man or woman minister. Go ahead.
Let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives.
Mm-hmm.
That Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh's Son.
So that Yahweh might be honored through Yahweh the Son, go ahead.
To whom be praise and dominate dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. We say if any man or woman going to minister, if you got something that you need to get off your chest, we say you got to use the oracle of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Now let's run and see the sea running. Let's run to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. And let's teach that verse number 12, 13, 16, and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 12, 13, 16, and 17. So say the immediacy, Roger.
2 Timothy chapter 3. 12 and 13 and 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm. Verse 17 and verse 12.
Yes, and all that will live Yahweh.
Yes, all
that
will live Yahweh, and Yahweh
the Son shall suffer persecution.
Hey, it'll be a little rocky road. You'll suffer a little persecution, right?
2 Timothy 3:12.
Hold on, now let it get there. Mm-hmm.
But evil men and seducers.
Evil men and women and seducers, what are they going to be?
Shall wax worse and worse.
Good, doing what?
Deceiving and being deceived.
That evil men and women, they're going to wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. Now, Joe made a statement about the deceiver. If I can put it out. If I can write it down, Captain Irwin Israel C. Roy, we're going to see what Joe had to say concerning the deceived and the deceiver.
Yeah.
Let's look at Job chapter 12. Captain Irwin Israel C. Roy. Let's see that. Let's take it to that verse number. Eleven to 16. Let's see what we're working with here. Job chapter 12, verse 11 to 16. See what Job got to say about the deceived and the deceiver. Captain Irwin Israel, C. E. Royce.
Job chapter 12.
Job 12. Let's see that verse number 10 to 16.
Okay. Job chapter 12, verse 11 through 16.
Verse 10 through 16.
Okay.
Job chapter 12.
Job.
Verse 10 through 16.
Job chapter 12. Verses 10 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing?
So, in whose hand is the life of every living thing? Go ahead.
in the breath of all mankind.
So Yahweh holds your breath in his head, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He can remove that whenever he feels like to. Hold that point. Let's see, we get keep at that sister question. When sister came up on the table, if I can write that down. The question in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the regular book.
Yeah.
Sister King Israel to see you working. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 19. Ecclesiastes 3, verse number 19.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 19 reads, For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts, even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yes, they have all one breath, so that a man has no
preeminence
above a beast.
They say it just like the beast. Give it up. So there's a man also gathered. We give it up too. But I was looking for a specific statement here that I really didn't find what I was looking for.
That went with it though.
But come on, Mother Jeff, Israel, what you working with?
Acts
17, verse 25. All right, Mother Dia. Acts 17, verse
25.
What you got going on
there? It reads concerning this. Verse 25. Neither is worship with man's hand, as though he need anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things.
So life and breath was given by the Most High Yahweh.
Yeah.
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Kept urban Israel to see right. Verse number 12, that's really what I was looking for.
Yeah, that was it. Chapter. You say, that wasn't it, bro?
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12.
What is 3?
It reads, but man also knows not his time.
So he said, man and woman, they really don't know what time they're going to get up out of here, right?
Yeah.
For man and woman also knowing not their time, go ahead.
As the fishes that are taken in an evil net.
So he said, just like you cast your net out in the river, the sea, the ocean, and you come with a haul of great fish. He said, just like that, go ahead.
And as the birds. And as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons and women snared.
So are the sons and daughters of men.
Okay, so are the sons and daughters of men snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them.
So we don't know when we're going to have to give it all up, right?
Right.
What you working with?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse.
Come on, A.B., baby, what you doing?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 and 17. Verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their mind, so that no man can find out the work that Yahweh makes from the beginning to the end. Verse 17. I say in my mind, Yahweh shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work.
All right, now. Let's go back to that Job. The book of Job, chapter 12. Let's see, that back up at 10 through 16, kept the urban Israel zero. Job 12, 10 through 7, 16.
Job.
Look at Job 12, 10 through 16.
Job chapter 12, verse 10 through 16. Verse 10. And whose hand is life of every living thing in the breath of all mankind?
Yeah, right. Holding his hand, the life of every living thing. Verse 11, come on.
Do not the ear try words,
mm-hmm.
and the mouth tastes meat?
Great.
With the aid. With the aid is wisdom.
With the ancient.
With the ancient is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the length of days, understanding.
Come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Job chapter 12, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
With him is wisdom and strength.
Yes.
He has counsel and understanding.
Verse 14.
Job 12, verse 14. Behold, he break down, and it cannot be built again.
He said, behold, he break it down, and it cannot be built again. Go ahead.
He shut it up a man, a woman, and there can be no opening.
So y'all rocking. Keep it friendly or give it to you, right?
Yeah.
Verse 15.
Job chapter 12, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, he withholded the water. They dried up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he sends them out, and they overturned the earth.
So Yahweh got all this power in his hand, right? Mm-hmm. What else he working with, brother? Early Israel in verse 16. Job, what else he got in his hand?
Job 12, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his.
Yahweh say.
Proverbs 16, verse 3.
3, 2, 5. Come on.
Commit thy works unto Yahuwah, mm-hmm. and thy thoughts shall be established.
So he said you got to commit your works to Yahuwah. He'll keep that over here straight for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And your thoughts shall be established. Verse number 4.
Yahuwah has made all things for himself.
So he said Yahuwah made everything for himself. Go ahead, what?
Even the wicked for the day of evil.
You mean he created the wicked? And they got a particular purpose for how he created them, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 5, come on.
Everyone that is proud in mind is an abomination to Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Though hands join in hands, he shall not be unconscious.
He said that. You can wrap up tight with him if you want to.
Hallelujah.
But they are going to be conscious. Now let's go back to that, Peter, mother of Israel, 1 Peter chapter 3. That's what we have 15 and 16. So he said that if you're going to speak, right, you got to have the book in your hand. You just can't tell folk what Yahuwah is saying. You got to be able to show them what he's talking about, right?
Yahuwah.
So there's a precept this book.
Bring it out.
Look out 1 Peter. Chapter
3,
verse 15 and 16, Mother
of
Israel, see you,
Rock. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
But sanctify Yahuwah in your mind.
We found out you got to meditate on this thing day and night, right?
Hallelujah.
And how you sanctify Yahuwah in your mind. Mm. You got to meditate. Oh, that's what, Mother
of come on with it.
up with a circus, you ain't gonna just be sitting there standing there too long.
You're going to make your move, right? He said, flee from sin and from the face of a serpent. Go ahead.
Well, if you come too near it.
He said, but if you get too close to it, what is going to happen?
It will bite you.
Go ahead.
The teeth thereof are as the teeth of a lion, slaying the soul for the life of men.
So he said, you got to get away from a few things. On the day of Israel and Sea Royal, let's do 2 Corinthians right quick, chapter 6. Final 2 Corinthians chapter 6. On the day of Israel, the royal. Let's keep at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's take a look at 14 through 18. Let's follow that line a little bit. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 18. Mother of the day of Israel, the royal.
2 Corinthians chapter 6,
14
through 18. Verse 14.
Yes,
be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
They say, how long are you hanging around with the unrighteous? What kind of fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
Good. And what communion has light with darkness?
I mean, when light come around, darkness got to get away, right?
Right.
When darkness come around, light better get away. Verse 15, come on.
15.
Yes, ma'am.
And what concord has Yahweh the Son with Baal?
He said, what concord? What gathering do Yahweh the Son have with Satan the devil, right?
Yes.
Let's see if I can pull out that statement in St. John right quick. He made a statement in St. John, if I can pull it out. Sister K. Israel of City Roy. Brother St. John 14, verse 30. Let's see what Yahweh the Son say about it.
St. John chapter 14, verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
Hereafter, I will not talk much with you.
Mm-hmm.
For the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me.
He said, look here. St. the devil ain't got nothing with me. And he ain't got no dealings with me, right? 2 Corinthians 6, verse 15 through 18, Mother D.F. Israel, see you right there.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And what concord has Yahweh the Son with Baal?
He said, what concord, meaning gathering. Mm-hmm. Yahweh the Son going to be hanging out with Satan the devil?
No.
He said, he ain't got nothing in me. Go ahead, read on.
Or what part has he that believes with an infidel?
Now, you ain't gonna run around with an infidel. That's not a good picture there, is it?
No.
What part have he that believes with an unbeliever, right?
Yes.
Verse 7 to 16.
16.
Mm-hmm.
And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols?
It ain't there. What type of covenant do Yahweh have with these idols they bow down and worship around here? Say it, you know.
For you are the temple of the living Yahweh.
He said, look here. You are the temple of the living Yahweh. Go ahead.
As Yahweh has said.
What did he say?
I will dwell in them,
mm-hmm.
and walk in them,
go ahead.
And I will be their Yahweh,
uh-huh.
and they shall be my people.
Verse 17.
17.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore, come out from among them.
And do what?
And be you separated.
He said, look here. Come out from among them. And be you separate.
Yes.
I mean, you got to make sure that there's a sin. Now, he made a statement. Let me see if I can put this out in Malachi. But the Makai Israel Zero. He made a statement in Malachi, if I can put it out. Look at Malachi chapter 3, verse number 18. Look at Malachi 3, verse number 18. He said it's got to be a lion that is very distinctive. Malachi 3, verse 18. But the Makai Israel Zero.
The book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And shall you return. and discern between the righteous and the wicked.
You know, you gotta be able to tell the righteous from the wicked, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Between
him that serves Yahweh and him that serves him not.
You know, you gonna be able to discern who is the servant of Yahweh and who is not. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Let's see one thing that is a plague. Let's see if we can get an example of that. Captain Irving Israel, see you right here. Let's run to the book, St. John, chapter 1. Now listen when Yahweh had a son showed up on the scene.
Take a time, Bubba Yahweh Israel, and bring it.
How did distinguish this brother right quick? The book of St. John, brother Captain Irving Israel, a scene right here. Let's look at St. John, chapter 1. Let's pick it up at 45 through 49.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 45 to 49.
Yes, sir.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 45 to 49. Verse 45 reads, Philip found Nathanael and said to him,
what did he say?
We have found him, of whom Moses in the Torah instructions, the first five books, and the seers did write, Yahweh the son of Nazareth. Son of Joseph. So he
said, look here. We have found him.
Yahweh the
son of Nazareth, right?
Verse 46. John chapter 1, verse 46. It reads, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
He said, look here. Can any good thing come off the south side, west side of Chicago, St. Louis, or wherever it may be, right?
Right.
Because, you know, we always on the south side and west side, wherever we are.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Captain Irving Israel, to see you, right?
Philip said to him.
What did he say?
Come and see.
Come and see. Verse 27.
John chapter 1, verse 47. Mm-hmm. Yahweh the son saw the thing coming to him.
So Yahweh the son and people in their statues walk in his way. And what did he do?
And said of him.
He heard him saying some words concerning him. What did he say?
Oh, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no God.
Well, they say, look here, that guy down the road there, that's an Israelite indeed.
Israelite indeed.
How can they distinguish him from down the road? How were they able to make that distinguish?
Bring it out.
Sister K. Israel, Zero, how were they able to beat to say, this boy is right right there? Yeah. Let's run to
John chapter 1, verse 48 and 49.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 48.
Yes, sir.
And Nathanael said unto him,
what did he say?
Where knowest thou me?
He said, Nathanael said unto him, first knowest you me. What did Yahweh's son say?
Yahweh's son answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw you.
Mm. Yahweh's son was just peeping the rock. Right? Yeah. Peeping the scene, right?
That's right.
And we got to be able to sit back and observe the things every now and then. Right?
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
See if I can pull out a statement in the book of Proverbs. The same as Peter's story. Statement over in Proverbs. If I can pull it out. I'm wrestling with it, though. Let me see if I can pull the statement out. In the book of Proverbs, Yahweh made a statement.
Well, I got some. Let me get a priest up out of there, Brother Yahweh. Come on, Captain. Bring a priest up out of there. Let's run to Matthew chapter 9.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 9 and see, millions of people in every direction. But this woman made a profound statement in the 9th chapter around about verse number 20. And let's see what she said, the reason why she had her eyes on some things. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9 and pick it around by verse number. Pick up verse 19 to make it sound good. Take it down, straight on down to verse 22.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 19 to 22.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 19. And Yahweh's son arose, followed him. And so did his learned ones or the disciples.
Right, the followers. Go ahead.
The followers.
Mm-hmm. 20.
Verse 20. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him.
Right.
And touched the hem of his garment.
Touched what?
The hem of his garment.
Uh-huh. Look at that definition, what that means, that dictionary that Brother Yahweh got here, the hem, what the hem means. Go ahead and read.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. For she said within herself,
she said in her own mind,
if I may but touch his garment.
If I can touch his garment. So he had a hem of the garment. What she said in her own mind?
I shall be whole.
Oh, she knew if she could catch those that had them hems. And the definition of hem is what that Brother Yahweh Israel?
Looking at the Lutheran Compact Bible Dictionary, page number 224. Hem of a garment. Fringes.
Fringes.
The order of the Israelite
garments.
Hallelujah.
She's saying, oh my, all I got to do is wait and check the ones that got them fringes on.
Because
in my mind, if I can touch them garments, I'm going to be made what?
Whole.
Hallelujah. She believed. She knows the lick was the blessing is in the fringes. She knew that. Back in verse 22.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 22.
Listen good.
But Yahweh's son turned about.
What he say?
And when he saw her, he said,
but
daughter, be of good comfort.
Well, go ahead.
Your faith,
you believe this thing,
has made you whole.
You see that? See, you see, so important to have them friends, uncle. People in the world right now, it's a separation between the children of Israel and the world. And they know if I can find the one got them fringes on, they know how to help me through that word.
Hallelujah.
That is our signal. Give me a word. That's our. Just give me a word. Somebody give me a word. That is our signature. Fringes. The royal blue, the fringes is our signature. And people will look at that and say, wait a minute. Hey, look here. Can I just touch it?
Yes.
I can be made whole. Back to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Let's go back to St. John chapter 1. Verse 28, 49. St. John chapter 1. Verse 48.
St. John chapter 1, verse 48.
St. John chapter 1, verse 48.
Mm-hmm. Nathanael says to him,
what do you say?
Where
knowest
thou me?
So Nathanael asked Yahweh's son, how you know me?
Yahweh's son answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, and now it's under the fig tree, I saw you.
So sometimes we just got to lay back and observe some things, right? Let's run to Proverbs. Let's get Israel to see right. Proverbs chapter 27. Book of Proverbs 27. Read that verse number 3. Verse 12, verse 17. Proverbs 27, verse 12, verse 17. Mother D. F. Israel, C. E. Royce.
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12 and 13.
Verse 12 and verse 17.
Oh, 12 and
Proverbs 27, verse 12 and verse number 17.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12 and 17.
Yes,
ma'am. Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
A prudent man will see the evil.
What do you say? A prudent man or woman would do what?
Or see
the evil.
They will for see the evil and what they would do.
And hide him herself.
What?
But the simple pass on and are punished.
So sometimes it pays to be a little observant.
Mm-hmm.
That always got the flapperjack going, right?
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you gotta sit back and observe a few things, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get an example in the book of Genesis. With our father Jacob, he sat back and observed a few things.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if I can pull it out in Genesis.
Take your time. Take your time. Pull it out.
Let's see if I can pull that out right quick in the book of Genesis. But the Micaiah Israel is C.E. Roy. It's from the Genesis chapter 30. We're just going to stop in. Your brother Micaiah. Now, 9 through 11. The book of Genesis 37, verse number 9 through 11, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
Book of Genesis, chapter 37, verses 9 through 11.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And he dreamed yet another dream.
Wait.
And told it his brother.
So Job, he had this dream, but that's what they call it, right?
It was.
So he dreamed a dream and he told it to his brother. And what happened? What do you say?
Behold, I have dreamed a dream more.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me.
So Joseph said, y'all and my mom and daddy, y'all going to have to bow down to me. That is fit with his brother now. Let's see how his father dealt with it. Verse number 10, come on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he told it to his father.
Wait.
And to his brother.
Uh-huh.
And his father rebuked him.
And his father rebuked him, Greg.
And said unto him.
What did he say?
What is this dream that you have dreamed?
Wait.
Shall I and your mother and your brother indeed come to bow down ourselves to you, to the earth?
So he said his father rebuked him, right?
All right.
He said, look here. I know exactly where you're coming from, Joseph. Now let's see if he go off the handle. How did his father deal with it in verse 11? Did he fly off the handle or was he a prudent man?
Verse 11.
What did he
say? And his brother envied him.
But his brother envied him for what?
But his father observed the same.
Sometimes you gotta lay back and meditate on a few things, right?
That's right.
That fire jack gets it going all the time. Sometimes you gotta sit back and observe a few things. Mother dear Israel, Sierra, let's get on back to that First Peter. Cause I don't know which way this thing. First Peter chapter 3.
You're working on something. Take your time.
First Peter 3, 15 and 16. Mother dear Israel, Sierra.
First Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads 15. But sanctify Yahweh in your mind, and be ready always to give an answer to every man or woman that asks you a reason.
He said you got to be ready always.
Always.
You ain't got your book with you. You ain't going to be ready. You got to have your book up with you around. Hanging around. I mean, I like that call out there a few times. I ain't got no book. But you got to be prepared. He said you got to be ready always to give an answer to every man and woman. Ask you a reason of the hope that is in you.
Yeah.
And I ain't
meekness and fear.
Verse number 16.
16.
Yes, ma'am.
Having a good conscience, that whereas you spake evil,
they speak.
Whereas they speak evil to you, as of evil doers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Yahweh's son.
Your good conversation in Yahweh's son has got to be spun to the book of Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. So David, Phoebe, take that Isaiah 34:16. Your good conversation in Yahweh's son has got to be Isaiah 34, verse 16. So David, Phoebe, see you, Lord. This is how you get some good conversation in Yahweh, right? Isaiah 34, verse 16.
Isaiah. Seek you out. Yahweh.
And yeah, this is how you get you some good conversation at Yahweh. Now seek out in the book for Yahweh and do what?
And read.
Go ahead.
No one of these. None shall want.
Go ahead.
For my house, it have.
So you gotta have the book. You gotta be able to deal with the book, right? You gotta be able to precept. But the Psalm 119. But the see right. Psalm chapter 119 right quick. But the Psalm chapter 119. See we get on down the road. But the Psalm 119, let's look at verse 4 and 104. Psalm 119, verse 4.
Brother Micaiah Israel, see you, Rocky. Yes, sir. 104. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently.
He said, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse 104.
Verse 104. Mm-hmm. Through your precepts, I get understanding.
So through the precepts. I get understanding, go ahead.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
Read verse number 50. And the seal has been teaching about a little comfort that your brothers and sisters, right? Let's see what verse number 50 say concerning the matter, Brother Micaiah Israel, see you, Roy.
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 50.
Yes, sir.
This is my comfort in my affliction.
This is my comfort in my affliction. Go ahead.
For your word has quickened me.
Hey, this word will bring you comfort, right?
Hallelujah.
This word will bring you comfort. That's why Oshia say, meditate in this thing day and night.
Hallelujah.
Come on with it. Amen. Phoebe.
Psalm 119.
Ma'am.
Behold, I have long after your precepts.
Have long after your precepts, go ahead.
Quicken me in your righteousness.
Quicken me in your Torah instruction. That's what righteousness means, right? The Torah instruction. First five books of Moses. Especially the book of Leviticus. Get a few more in there. I struggle with the old. Look at Leviticus. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Leviticus 23, verse 22. Or 23 through 25. Leviticus 23, verse 22. 23 through 25. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. So Leviticus 23 through 25. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, 23 through 25.
The Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus. Verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel.
He got to the family of Israel, go ahead.
And say unto them concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering, even these are my feet.
So Yahweh says, these are my feet. Let's see what's so important about the feet of Yahweh. Hold that. Every chapter of every Israel is Israel. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10 through 12, 19 and 20. So what's important about the feet of the Most High Yahweh? Ezekiel 20, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. Brother Captain Aaron Israel, see you, brother. Ezekiel 20, 10 through 12, 19 through 20. What's so important about the feet of Yahweh? Captain Aaron Israel, see you, brother.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 10 through 12, and it reads, wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Israel, or the land of bondage, or the polluted word Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, for instruction, and showed them my judgment, which if a man or woman do, he or she shall even live in them.
Verse 12.
Moreover, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath.
My Sabbath. That means more than one, right?
Yeah. Right.
To do what?
To be a sign between me and them.
Good.
That they might know that I am Yahweh that separates them.
Sanctify them. So he said, I'm Yahweh that sanctified them. So he said he gave them his Sabbath to be a sign between him and us, right? We might know him, that he is that sanctifies us, right? Verse number 19, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh, you are Yahweh.
Good.
Walk in my statutes, keep my judgment, and do them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Yes, sir.
And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, Israel's Yahweh.
He said, I'm Yahweh, you're Yahweh. So this is a sign, right? Let's see if we can put one more picture in the book of Hebrews. Just to say, Israel, see you, Roy. But to the book of Hebrews, because we're in Hebrew. Somebody put out one more statement that's concerning the matter. Entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come
short of. Verse 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached.
Unto us was the covenant taught, right? As well?
As well as unto them.
Good.
First, you see, did not profit them.
Mm-hmm.
Not being mixed with faith in them. They heard it.
Verse 3.
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
Mm-hmm.
As he said.
What did he say?
As I have sworn in my wrath,
mm-hmm.
if they shall enter into my rest,
if they shall enter into my rest, go ahead.
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Verse number 4.
For he spake in a certain place.
Where he spake in a certain place of what?
Of the 7 day on this wise. And Yahweh did rest the 7 day from all his works.
Verse number 5, come on.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
Verse 6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first taught entered not in because of unbelief.
He said they entered not in because they didn't really get busy with this thing.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 reads, let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest.
Mm.
Let any man fall after
mm.
the same example of unbelief.
Mm. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to that Leviticus. Mother D.F. Israel, Leviticus 23.
That was excellent, eh, Bill?
Verse number 1 and 2, 23 through 25. Book of Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2, verse 23 through 25. Mother D.F. Israel, C.E. Royce.
Leviticus chapter 23,
1
and
2,
23 to 25.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering,
mm-hmm.
even these are my feasts.
So these are the feasts of Yahweh, verse 23 to 25.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
mm-hmm.
verse 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month.
He says the seventh month, the first day. Yes. Let's see if we can pull out the 7 months according to Yahweh. But Micaiah Israel, see you right. Let's see the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. Exodus 13:4. What is the seventh month of Yahuwah? Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The 13, verse 4. What is the seventh month of the Micaiah Israel?
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Yahuwah spake unto Moses and Aaron, the land of Egypt, polluted from Nazarene, saying, verse 2.
What did he say?
Verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
So he said this month shall be the first month of the year to you. Now let's see if he's talking about January, Brother Micaiah. Exodus 13:4, what is the first month of the year to you?
Book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
This day came ye out in the month Abib.
Abib is equivalent to what month?
April.
Well, it's equivalent to April. So our first month began in Abib. We count from April to October, we got how many months? What month would October be?
Seven
months. So that's right around the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, Mother D of Israel, Leviticus 23.
Verse
23-25. So what we got to do
mm.
in the time of Mark here, Israel.
Mm.
Okay, nobody
is 23.
Yes,
ma'am.
Excellent. I mean, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23. Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
say what?
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpet,
uh-huh.
righteous gathering. Verse 25. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
They said, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, there a memorial blowing of the trumpet, a righteous assembly, a righteous gathering. That's a Deuteronomy. So, keep your figure, see you right there. Deuteronomy 29, verse number 1. It says, Numbers 29, verse number 1. Say your figure, see you right there. Book of Numbers 29, verse number 1.
Numbers 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And in the day of the month, have a righteous convocation.
Righteous assembly.
Yes. Shall do it. It is a day. It is a day.
So it's the day of the blowing of the trumpet. On the seventh month, on the first day of the month, we are called to have a righteous assembly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's run to the book. Let me see if I can put it out at Ezra right quick. The statement of Ezra. Let's see if I can put it out. Brother Captain Irvin Israel, see you right. Second Ezra, I believe I'm looking for. Let me keep that right quick. He made a statement in Second Ezra chapter 3, isn't it? Let's see that. It says Second Ezra chapter 2. Captain Irvin Israel is you right. Second Ezra chapter 2. Speaking of that 36, let's bring it down to 4. Let's see how we got to be looking on. The seventh month, the first day, what our period got to be.
Mm. Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 36 to verse 40.
Yes, sir.
Let me read. Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
Flee the shadow of this world.
Good.
Receive the joyfulness of your glory or
mm-hmm.
greatness. I testify my Savior openly. Verse 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you and be glad. Give thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Verse 38.
Yes, sir.
Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be filled in the feet of Yahweh.
They say you can get what? In the feet of Yahweh, filled, in the feet of Yahweh. Verse 39, come up.
Which are departed from the shadow of the world,
mm-hmm.
to have received glorious garments of Yahweh.
Have received great garments of Yahweh.
Mm.
Verse 40,
take your number, O Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white.
That are clothed in white.
Have still the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
So that's what he said. You gotta have on some white, right? You gotta have some fringes and a ribbon of blue, right? And around B-O-T-T-Y, we run with that gold fringes, ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
And I think if you were paying attention to the broadcast, I think it was last night, Nick kind of broke down what that gold is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take it. So let's run and see what the white is all representative of. Brother Micaiah Israel or C.E. Russell. But the Revelation chapter 19. Let's see that 7-8. This is white representative of Brother Micaiah Israel or C.E. Russell. What is the white representative of? But the Revelation 19.
Number 7 and 8, Brother Micaiah
Israel,
Hebrews. Book of Revelation 19, verse 7 and 8, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. Verse 8.
His wife, huh?
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white.
Yeah.
For the fine linen is the righteousness of the family of Israel.
So the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints, which are the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is a representative of the righteousness of the saints, right? But let's run back to that, Nehemiah. Let's see what kind of mindset we gotta have when we show up at the feast. We get our seal on, right? Let's see what kind of mindset we gotta approach the feast of Yahweh with in the book of Nehemiah. Sister A.B. is reading to you, right? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 8. Book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 1 and 2, and verse number 8. I, in my mind, it got to be. Nehemiah 8, verse 1 and 2, verse number 8. Say this, see this, see this, Roger.
Nehemiah chapter 8, 2 and 8.
1, 2, and 3, and verse number 8. 1, 2.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. And all the people as one man.
They say you gotta gather together. You can't come with your own program, right?
Oh, yeah,
you gotta gather together as
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And all the people gathered together as one.
They all gathered together as one man, on, in one mindset, right?
Right.
Wait.
Into the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to unto Ezra, the seer,
right,
of his wife, to bring the book.
Book of the Torah instructions of Moses, which
Yahweh had commanded to Israel.
So Yahweh commanded the first five books of Moses to Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Anybody else name it up in the mixture? Anybody else got a piece of this pie?
Nobody
else, man. Verse number two, come on.
Verse
2. Yes, ma'am.
And Ezra received the Torah instructions before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. Upon the first day of the seventh month.
What they got going on here? What they cooking up here? What is all this gathering about here? Memorial blowing of the trumpet, right?
Yeah.
Let's see how they dealt with it. Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday.
Uh-huh.
Before the men and the women.
Mm-hmm.
And those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the Torah.
They said the ears, the inside of the mouth, this.
Right.
He said the ears of all the people were attentive. Let's see if I can pull out Brother Makai Israel. What's going on around here? Let's see if I can pull out one statement in the book of Acts. Brother Makai Israel, let's see you right. Let's see if I can pull out. Name it in the book of Acts, right quick, if I can write it down. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 44. Brother Makai Israel Zeroy, what their ears was attentive to? Acts 13, verse 44. Brother Makai Israel Zeroy.
Acts, chapter 13, verse 44.
Mm-hmm. Why they gather together here?
44.
Uh-huh.
Next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahuwah.
Well, their purpose was to do what?
Hear the word of Yahuwah.
Had to see what they neighbor got on.
Right.
They came together to hear the word of Yahuwah. They ears were attentive. Jeremiah 8. Take it back to that verse 3. 3 and 8.
Jeremiah chapter.
Yeah, what? 13, 17 and Job.
I got another one for Joe. Joe got all the precepts in.
All right, brother, you got another one, bring it up.
Okay. We'll keep going. Job 24, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low.
Mm.
They are taken out of the way as all others, and cut off as the top of the ears of corn. So it's like, that ain't gold, man. But he got ears. There you go.
Right,
that ain't what I'm looking for. Okay, here you go right here. Job 28, verse 22. Listen right here. Destruction and death say we have heard the fangs thereof with our ears. There we go.
He said, both of them, the deceiver's in, the deceiver is, right?
We have one.
Hallelujah, one.
All right. Let me get one more in, and then we're going to bring it back in.
Okay, I got one more. Job 33, verse 16. Then he opened the ears of men and women and sealed their instructions.
Hallelujah,
there we go.
Let's look at Mother G.F. Israel. Let's look at Sirach chapter 17. Verse number 10:17-23-26. Mother G.F. Israel, let's see you right here. Sirach
17, verse 17. 23 through 26. Sirach chapter 17, verses 10 and 17, 23 to 26.
It
read. Verse 10. And the elect
shall praise his righteous name. Then the elect is going to praise his righteous name. Verse 17.
You said verse 10, right?
Yes, ma'am. Verse 17, come on.
Now he
won't
say
verse 17. We're moving on down the road, Mother Diaz.
Okay. For in the division of the nation of the whole earth, he sets a ruler over every people, but Israel is Yahweh's
portion. Verse
23 through 26. 23.
Yes, ma'am.
23.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, he will raise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their head.
Uh-huh.
24.
Yes, ma'am.
And to them that repent.
But unto them that do what?
Repent.
Repent. Good. He
granted them return and comfort. Those that fail in patience.
Mm-hmm. 25.
Yes,
ma'am.
Return unto Yahweh and forsake your sins.
Return to Yahweh and forsake your sins. Go ahead.
Make your prayers before his face and offense less.
Offense less.
So
26.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn again to the Most High Yahweh and turn away from sin.
Mm-hmm.
For he will lead you out of darkness into the light of health and hate your abomination.
Hate you, abomination. Back in the seal. Yeah, Israel will see you right here. By saying,
Hallelujah. And since I've seen all these phones picking up based upon them scriptures, seeking you find out who that phone tell you, who is Job's daddy.
Who is Job's daddy?
Yeah, let's see what it tell you who is Job's daddy.
Yeah.
We'd love to grab that telephone to grab this Bible.
Yeah.
Let's see, is it that easy? Now let me see how long you're gonna be able to try to find his dad. Brother Micaiah, Genesis chapter 46, 8 and 13. Let's see what time that. How many scriptures I'll be got in by the time you find out who Job's dad is. Genesis 46, 8 and 13.
Genesis 46, 8 and 13.
Listen to this. Take
over, Sister Kate. These are the names of the children of Israel,
yes,
which came into Egypt, delivered from Nazarene. Israel and his sons. Reuben, Israel firstborn.
8 and 13.
13.
So we name it his sons.
Verse 13. And the sons of Issachar.
So right, that's no one of Jacob's boys. The name of King Israel, no one is boys, right?
The
five, who is his son?
Tola.
Tola.
And Puva.
Yeah.
And Job.
And Job. But look at that. Now your father ain't found it yet, huh? So who is Issachar's boy?
Job
is Issachar's boy.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 7, verse 1. See, one thing about it, you know, what we have to be clear about this Bible is our answer. Because if your battles are around that thing right there, you stuck. That's why we got to learn the Bible. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 1. 1 Chronicles 7, 1. Brother Micaiah, what did it say?
First Chronicles 7, verse 1.
But Captain, you still be looking on your phone for Job's dad. See how long you're going to be looking for to take these notes. 1 Chronicles 7, 1. Brian.
Book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 1.
Verse 1.
Let's say. Now the sons of Issachar.
Issachar.
Were Tola.
Go ahead.
And Puah.
Yeah.
And Jashub. And Zimran.
So that's another name for Job right there. That's right. His third name. Remember his third son. What you got?
It says his father's name was Zeb.
His father's name is Zeb, but see that let you know that phone lied.
It said one of the sons of Esau.
See that? That's why we got to be clear. The Bible is the key. Now we just found out according to the Bible who Job's daddy is, didn't we?
Uh-huh. It said right here. The sons of Issachar, ancestors of the tribe was Tola, Puva, Job, and Shimron.
Mm-hmm. So that's who Job's dad is. Job's dad is Issachar. But they'll have Job's daddy being who again on your phone?
Father, it says father's there.
Yeah. See that? Son of Esau, see that?
Talk about one of the sons.
And what did Job say is in 30 verse 30, Sister K? And what did Job say is 30 verse 30? 30 verse 30. What did Job say he is in 30 verse 30? What do we say? Thirty verse thirty. What do we say here? What do we say in our own mouth? The most dear of Israel, I mean 29:22, or the book of Isaiah. Let me show you how that book trumped that telephone every time.
30 verse 30.
Yeah.
Black
upon
me.
What did Joe say?
My skin is black.
Joe's skin is black. Now, that's good. He said his skin is what kind of way is his skin?
Black.
Now let's go to 29:22 of Isaiah. Come on, Moses.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22.
Listen good.
Therefore, thus says Yahweh. Who redeemed Abraham.
Who redeemed Abraham.
Concerning the family of Israel.
Now, this concerns who?
Of
Israel
shall not now be ashamed.
They will not be ashamed.
Neither shall his face now wax pale.
And he would not have a what kind of face?
Pale.
A pale face. So how can now Esau got the pale face? So how would he be Esau's son? Esau's the pale man. So you see how your phone can trap you up? Make sure you go to the Bible first. Work your way to that. But the Bible always tell you that the real deal, Job is not from the descendants of Esau because he's not pale. And he said, one thing I would not put on the Israel is turn what color?
White.
Pale.
They'll never be pale.
Pale
not only pale, they'll never be 25-25, what kind of tail? Just 25-25 Sister K. What kind of tail will there never be?
What's that?
Just 25-25. What color will they never be? They pale, but it's what color will they be? And what color children of Israel will never be? 25-25, read.
And the first came out red.
Red. You'd never be what kind?
Red.
Pale red.
Pale red.
So there'll never be pale red. You don't find no Israelite pale red. And on that phone by him being Esau, you said he's pale red.
It's
at the sea. But they're doing their job.
Right.
Now, once we do our job, then we got it. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 10 now, Captain Urban Israel. Let's run to Romans chapter 12, verse 4 down to verse 10. Romans chapter 12, 4 down to verse 10. Let's see what it says. Chapter 12, verse 4 down to verse 10.
Verses 4 to 10. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office.
Right.
So we, being many, are one body and not by the Son.
Right.
And every one members one of another.
Right.
Verse 6. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us,
mm-hmm.
whether prophecy, prophesied, according to the proportion of faith, or seven, or ministry. And let us wait on our minister, or he that teaches on teaching.
Right.
Verse 8. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
He that ruleth with diligence. He that showed mercy with children. Verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation.
Right.
Abhor that which is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Cleave to word which is good. Verse 10. Be kind.
Right.
Affectionate one to another.
Mm-hmm.
With that wildly love.
Mm-hmm.
And honor. Preferring one another.
So that's the rules that Paul was telling the Northern Kingdom. And he says in Proverbs 12:25, what he say, Captain? What he say? Yeah, Proverbs 12:25, what he say? He's still talking. So you pull that from Proverbs 12:25. Let's see what 12:25 says.
Mm-hmm.
12:25.
Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the mind of man make it stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But a good word make it glad.
What kind of word?
A good word.
So that's the key that we got to make sure we exhibit. What kind of word?
A good word.
And what does a good word do for you?
Make you glad.
It'll make you glad.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. So that's the key. That's the ministry we trying to put on the table. A good word.
Hallelujah.
A good word would make a person what?
Glad.
So that's the key we got to do. So if we practice a little bit of that, we're going to be all right. When we open our mouth, it's a good word. And Brother Yahshua, he made a profound statement about this Yahweh. And Job 2:27, so the K would have said 2:27 about this Yahweh of ours. That's why we got to make sure we see what this man's saying. What are you saying about this Yahweh of ours in Job 2:27? So we came with it saying.
Chapter 2, verse
27. 2:27 says what?
It ain't no 27.
Job, make it 3:27.
Job chapter 3, verse 27. It ain't no 27. Chapter
20,
verse 26.
Wait a minute. You tell me it ain't no Job 2:27, right?
Yeah,
let me see. Let me get a little peek real quick. Let me get a little peek in Job. Let me see what kind of Job I want. Joel.
Oh, Joel.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong Job. Joel.
Oh,
yeah, make it Joel. Thank you, that Brother Mackay, for putting me out on that one. Joel. Make that Joel 2:27. Joel 2:27. Joel 2:27. Let's see what that says. Joel 2:27.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
I'm in the midst of who?
Israel.
Listen to this. Go ahead.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
And
none else.
So who else did claim some Yahweh according to him?
Nobody but Israel.
So y'all got to be clear about that when you talk about the Mighty One and who's going to be having the salvation.
All right.
He's telling you that I am the midst of who? What people is he saying in the midst of?
Israel.
And what about those 17 nations? According to that verse. According to Yahweh, what he just said, told Joel to put in on the table. To the nation of Israel.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Uh-huh. And I'm the Yahweh of who?
Israel.
And what about the other people?
None else.
Now, you know, see, when you teach like that, they're going to call you all kind of racist remarks and everything, that he's for everybody. But what each other see to say out of his own mouth? Put this in right. What do you say in verse 27 again?
And he shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
Yeah.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Yeah.
And none else.
See, that's why you have to know who you are.
Hallelujah.
Because if you know who you are and I'm the Yahweh of Israel and none else, then you can't let other folks keep on trapping you up. That's why we got to follow this man.
Right.
Come on, Brother Micaiah, let's go to Isaiah 44, 21 to 25. Going to Isaiah 44, 21, down to verse 25. See, we got to know as we mount up for this massive attack on these known radio stations, computers, and then in the world that we present ourselves the way Yahweh got us, but we can take care of this man's business. And he's going to intervene. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 44, 21, down to verse 25.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 21. 25.
Listen to this.
Verse 21. Remember these, O Israel.
So he wants you to do a little remembering, O Israel.
Israel, for you are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
I have formed you.
Yes.
You are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
O Israel, you shall not be forgotten of me.
So you're not going to be forgotten if you remember that you're going to serve who? Then you're not forgotten. You got to remember that. Go ahead and read.
Verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgression.
He said, I took care of your sins. He said, now listen, I don't took care of your transgression. All that you did, I don't blot it out. Go ahead.
And as a cloud.
Go ahead.
Your sins.
Yes.
Return unto me.
But look what I want you to do. Return unto me.
Return it to me.
And what would he do if you do that?
For I have redeemed you.
He said, I already took care of my part. All you got to do is turn to me.
I got one.
Good.
Verse 23.
What?
Say.
What?
Oh, you heaven.
Oh, heaven.
For Yahweh has done it.
Yes.
Shout ye lower parts of earth.
Yes.
Break forth into things.
Yes.
Ye mountains. Oh, forest in every tree therein.
Why?
For Yahweh has redeemed Israel.
Yes.
And glorify himself in Israel.
Listen good. Listen to 24 now.
Verse 24. Thus says Yahweh.
What?
Your Redeemer.
Your Redeemer.
And he that formed you from the womb.
Oh, so the one that's talking is the one that Yahweh.
Formed you from the womb.
Very.
I am Yahweh that makes all things.
I'm the Yahweh that made all things.
That stretches forth the heavens.
I'm the one that stretches forth the heavens.
That spread it abroad the earth by myself.
I've done all of this. And how did I do all that, Captain Irvin? Let's go to 3 verse 9 of Ephesians. Now, how did I do all this right here? We're going to Ephesians 3 verse 9. Now, how did I do all this right here? Ephesians 3 verse 9. Now, how did I do all this? How did I do all this? 3 verse 9.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 reads,
wait, wait.
And to make all men and women see what is the fellowship of the mystery.
Oh, this is a great mystery. What the great mystery is?
Which, from the beginning of the world, has been hid in Yahweh the Father.
It has been hid in Yahweh the Father.
Who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
And created all things by who?
Yahweh the Son.
So you mean Psalm was in the beginning?
Yeah.
So how you teaching that he's Joseph's son? He was here before the world was. This man was in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
So that's the lesson. So now what he wanted to do? Mother D of Israel. Let's see what he wants to do with Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 6. And A.B. of Phoebe, have me Romans 7 verse 1 waiting on me. Let's precept that and teach it. Let's practice precepting. Let's see what we get out of this.
Ezekiel chapter
16
verse
6. Listen to this.
And when I passed by you,
and
saw you polluted in thine own blood,
and I saw you polluted, my back. I waited till you got what you polluted. My back in the verse 5, just for a minute. And he's gonna tell you something.
Ezekiel 16 verse 5.
What?
No eyes.
I mean, nobody pitied you. He said, I watched everybody walk past you. Nobody pitied you. Go ahead.
To do any of those unto you.
And they'll keep you unstable up under Yahweh forever. If you don't break away from the world of or this world, he said you're going to stay in that position. Go ahead. Nobody got compassion, but they know you Israel, and they know Israel have a standard of life that Yahweh intervenes on. So don't they keep you away from your standard of life? They know they can keep on breathing like a crab. Go ahead.
But thou wast cast out into the midst of the open field.
You was cast out in the open field
to the slaughtering of your person.
Yes.
In the day that you was born.
In the day you was born, so you was cast out. Greg.
Six.
What?
And when I passed by you.
I passed by you.
And I saw your polluted in thine own blood.
I saw you polluted in thine own blood. I saw you polluted. Go ahead.
I said unto you.
And what I said to you?
When thou was in the in your blood.
In your blood. What I tell you?
Live.
Live.
Yea, I say unto you, when thou was in your blood, live.
So I told you while you was in your worst position, how to come out of it, I told you do what?
Live.
Live. How did I tell you that? 7 verse 1. Bring it.
Romans chapter 7 verse 1.
Listen to it.
Know you not, brethren.
Yes.
For I them
that know
the
Torah
instructions. That know
what?
That know the Torah instructions.
Go ahead.
How does the Torah instructions have dominion over a man? As long as your woman or father
lives. As long as you live. So I told you to live by, so what I mean by live? Keep the Torah instructions. That's how you live. Keep what I got written. Skip down to verse 10 through 12. So when I tell you to live, I'm telling you to live by keeping the Torah instructions.
Hallelujah.
That'll bring you back to life if you keep the Torah instructions. Go ahead, 10 through 12.
Verse
10.
And the Torah instructions have dominion over a man, as long as your woman or father lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the Torah instructions which was ordained to life.
A Torah instruction for how long?
To life.
Go ahead.
I found to be unto death.
Right. Take it all the way in.
Verse 11. For sin taking occasion by the Torah instructions deceived me.
Right.
And by it showed me.
It slew me. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Wherefore the Torah instructions is righteous.
The Torah instruction is righteous.
Torah instructions is righteous.
The Torah instructions is righteous.
just.
Is what?
And just.
And just.
And good.
And good. Now, what is good, Sister Kate? 2 John 1, verse 6. So now he's saying, now we're talking about something good now. So let's find a little bit more about just being good. I want to be good. Okay, good. Let's see how you be good. Good.
2 John 1, verse 6. 2 John 1, verse 6.
Yeah, we talking about being good.
And this is love.
This is love.
That we walk after His Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm. So being good, you got to walk after Torah instructions.
And that is love.
And that is love. And that is being good.
Hallelujah, boy.
And on that note, over to Brother Yahdai Israel for the close.
Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy.
All right, time for Yahshua's 7 day. Give a little shout out and give it for the bonfire, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy. All right, we're going to get ready to close this one up. This is my brother over here on the right hand. We're going to bring in Brother Micaiah Israel for his closing statement. Brother Micaiah Israel of G. Roy.
Hallelujah, boy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Yahshua, the Father, Yahshua, the Son. Father, Yahshua, the Son. Yahshua, the Son. And Yahshua, the Son, for letting the Spirit bring the word to us daily, teaching daily in the temple and example. Thank you, Yahshua, the Son, also for the teachers in the class that teaching daily as well with the Spirit. Brother Yada, Brother T. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders and for the mothers and for the brothers and sisters that are always attending the class and for the righteous sake of Yahweh, the son of Israel.